Hello.
Hello. Hi, good night. This is Joanna from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions, if it's okay for you. We would like to know...
How long does it take?
It would take around 7 minutes, if it's okay for you. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I would like to ask you first, does anyone in your house work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Oh, all right. Let me just pull out here. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you probably no vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Do you feel that yourself a strong Democrat?
Yeah.
Or no, a very Democrat? Okay, thank you. All right, next question. In the November 2020 general elections, for who do you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Biden. Thank you. If it's okay for you, may I please have your age?
77.
Thank you. Okay, just to be sure we are representing everybody, if you would like to ask you this, may I please have your race? You're like Hispanic, Latino, Native American, Caucasian,
white.
Thank you. All right, thank you, sir. So this is going to be an please raise your level of motivation for voting in the coming presidential and congressional elections in this coming November. And a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not unmotivated to vote, and 10, that you're extremely motivated to vote. So let me know your scale.
10.
Thank you. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in right now, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of which the country is leading?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Next question. In generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way that the Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their job?
That's two different questions, isn't it?
Exactly. This is for Democrats. The previous one was for president.
I don't understand the question because you said, I also said Congress, which isn't just Democrats.
Oh, the Congress, the first one is for Joe Biden, right, that I ask you, if you approve or disapprove the way that he's leading.
Just this question.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Okay, I approve. Okay.
Approve.
There was a word I didn't hear there. Okay, I approve.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. All right. So this is going to be, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say the way that the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you to have them focused on. And a 10, if it is the most important. And 5, if someone important, or 0, it is important, it's not important at all. So let's see. Creating more affordable housing. What do you scale?
5.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform that fight racial profiling by police and holds back cops.
5.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Sam, thank you. Reducing crime and violence.
1.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
5.
by, thank you, making college more affordable.
Making what?
College.
Oh.
More
five.
Affordable.
Five. Yeah, five.
Thank you. Banning TikTok.
10.
10. Thank you. And working to the end, the war in Gaza.
10.
10. Thank you, sir. We almost finished. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. You answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in these incoming elections?
I'm going
to
vote.
I'm going to vote. Thank you. Now, I would like just to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable to do it. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So, let's see. So, what about Mike Johnson? You have never
zero.
Heard about it? Or zero.
Zero.
Thank you. Thank you. Elon Musk?
I don't know. 50, I guess.
50. All right. Let me just run down the number. Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. TikTok?
50.
50. Thank you. Joe Biden?
100.
100. Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
100.
100. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
0. All right. Meta/Facebook?
Who was that?
Oh, the social media, Facebook, or Meta, that we're calling right now.
I don't use it, so 0.
0. Thank you. Let's see this one. Hawkins Jeffries?
I don't know who that is. 0.
All right. Thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Let's see the next one. All right, we almost finished this one. All right, so I know it's still a long way off, but this is a different question. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for who would you vote?
Biden.
Biden. Thank you. In general speaking, sir, what makes you support John Biden for president?
I like him.
Okay. Thank you. Changing gear now, we want to ask you just a couple questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say that you understand and know about artificial intelligence? A fair amount, not too much, or a great deal?
Not much.
Not much. In generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence is going to be more or a benefit to humanity and society and more of a threat?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Either way, I have 50-50. I do not know.
All right. We don't know. Thank you. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulations of tech companies is about right.
What companies? I can't understand that word.
The companies and generally. United States, yeah.
They need more regulation.
More regulation, thank you. It should be more regulated, thank you.
Right.
And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, video games, Instagram, Google, or as a Twitter?
All of them.
All of them. All right.
All of them, yeah.
We can just choose one, so let me just put in down one.
I don't use any of them for that reason, so I can't say whether one's worse than the other. As far as I'm concerned, they're all a risk.
Okay.
A big risk.
Okay. We can put all of them.
I don't know. That's the way I want to answer. I don't have another answer.
All right. Thank you. No worries. I have the answer here put out. Okay. Thank you, sir. Let me just pull out here, older. So switching gear a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms? I know that you already told me that you never use
them.
Many
of them, yeah. You just keep going, you know, go on the list and say 0,
exactly.
0, 0.
So,
I'm not on social media at all.
All right. We're going to choose not at all because you don't use Facebook, TikTok,
that's
YouTube,
right.
And
I
Instagram.
Know. That's correct.
All right.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right. So I'm going to read you just a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. So Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Read it again.
Oh, if Twitter plays a negative role in the society.
Okay, well, it was Twitter.
This is Twitter.
What's the question exactly? I guess I don't understand. What are you asking me? Do I agree? Approval of Twitter or disagree? I don't use it, so I don't know.
Exactly.
Did I miss something? Did you give me a choice of answers for this question?
Yes, exactly. So the question is just pretty much if you agree with the social media, if it is a good role or not in the whole community.
I don't know. I mean,
all right. Because you don't use it, right? You don't use Twitter.
I guess what I'd like to say is it has both effects. It has good effects and it has bad effects. And I
exactly.
don't know. So which one outweighs the other? I'm not sure.
So all right. So Twitter.
I don't have an answer. I can't. And that would be true of all these things. Some they're good. You know, you can name them all, right? And it's 50-50 for all of them because there's good aspects and there's bad aspects.
All right.
Can I answer both? I mean, you know, there's some things are good for society and some are bad.
Exactly.
Each,
you can
each
choose
of those, each of those venues. Some is good and some is bad. I mean,
exactly.
You are,
so
I
you,
mean,
you can
only
choose.
Only time will tell.
Yes, you can
I,
choose.
I don't have
50,
any other
50.
Way to answer these questions. only time will tell. It doesn't give me any choices to answer correctly.
Yes,
I'm ruining this
much.
Survey because I don't. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, no, that's okay, sir. This is pretty much about if social media companies, you agree or disagree with the role that they have for the community. But as you don't use Twitter, pretty much you don't use it, right? So we can put in don't know,
right?
Right,
I don't use any of them.
Exactly. So Meta, that is as well Facebook, you don't use it. TikTok as well, you don't use it. As
nope.
You said before, TikTok and Twitter. Okay, let's skip with the other one, all right? Thank you so much for your answer. And we almost finished. We almost completed this survey. Thank you so much. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into a law?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Next, I would like just to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't devise, run, or sell TikTok between the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or opposite this law?
That's a good question. I think I support it.
You strongly support it. All right. Thank you. And generally speaking, will you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
No, I wouldn't be. It wouldn't matter to me one way or the other, whatever that answer is.
Oh. So you can choose much, much more likely to vote, or you vote against, or no difference for you?
So I wouldn't. It wouldn't change me at all.
All right.
Is that what the last one was? Yeah.
All right. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They are playing politics. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy off.
China.
They think that
the answer is
China.
That's
all right. Thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on the community? Local TV news, newspaper, music and entertainment signs, social media,
local
or
news,
none of them?
Local TV news. Local TV news.
CBS. Thank you. Yes, most of them were seeing that. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, or graduated?
I have a bachelor's of science degree.
Bachelor, thank you. And if it's okay to answer, are you married, living with partner, single, separated, divorced,
single.
Or widow?
Single. I'm single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years or age or younger living in your household?
No, I do not.
All right. And Mr. David, pretty much this is concluded, Kirby. Thank you so much for your time. Believe me, I really appreciate it, all right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, too. Bye-bye.